Welcome. You are about to take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bouffet on the Love by Intuition show. For the next hour, allow her to prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship by identifying and focusing on solutions through love. Awaken the light within and let your essence shine. And now, here's Deborah Bouffet on Love by Intuition, all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Welcome, everyone. Bonjour, mes amis. And yes, here I am again. Deborah Bouffet, founder and owner of the Dream Vision 7 radio network, the Love by Intuition show that you're listening to now, and the Kids for Love Project, with some exciting things coming out for the Kids for Love Project. So stay tuned. If you're tuning in for the first time, the Dream Vision 7 radio network is syndicated, Boston-based. We are also the media partner for the Omega Institute. So when you hear certain Omega commercials, you're able to take 20% off when you put the code in DREAM when registering. And all good things. You can connect with Dream Visions, the number 7radio.com. We have every way that you can listen to shows, whether it's online, in the cars with Bluetooth, Alexa, all the different ways we have it. So you can find us really on a global basis. Well, we have an exciting guest with us this evening, or today, or this afternoon, wherever you are. And we won't be taking callers' readings, but we can take callers if you have a question about the Omega workshop that Karen Noe is facilitating. Our numbers, so you have them, or I'll just give out the toll-free, 833-220-1200. Again, 833-220-1200. Bob's in the house and will gladly answer your call and put you through. Well, as mentioned, my guest is Karen Noe. She is an internationally renowned psychic medium. She is also a Hay House author, We Consciousness, 33 Profound Truths for Inner and Outer Peace. And she is just amazing. I am so thrilled to have you, Karen. So thank you for coming on to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me on.
Yes. And I should mention you have your own show as well, a radio show. And you're going to be at Omega October 12th through October 14th. That's in Rhinebeck, New York. And you will be there talking about those 33 profound truths. And you'll be with Wayne Dyer's daughters, Serena and Sage.
Serena and Sage.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's going to be a great weekend.
Yeah. So let's start off with, for the listeners, you're channeling and hearing from Wayne. So tell us the story, the experience of how all that happened.
It is a long story, but I will try to make it as brief as possible. Through synchronistic events, his family was brought to me, pretty much. I always was a fan of Wayne Dyer. I didn't know him personally. So let me start off by saying that. I do have a radio show, as you were saying before. It's the Angel Quest show, which is the first Saturday of every month. The reason why I'm saying this is I had Serena Dyer on my show a few months before he passed. And she was promoting her book, Don't Die With Your Music Still In You. So she's an amazing, it's an amazing book, by the way. And yeah. I had her contact him from, did you ever read it? It's amazing. It talks about
I've heard a lot about it, but I have not read as of yet.
Yes, it's a real good one. It's great. So she's amazing. She was great to talk with and everything. As soon as I found out that Wayne Dyer had passed, I felt I had to do something for the family. As you know, I'm a psychic medium, and I wrote a book prior to We Consciousness. It was called Your Life After Their Death. And it pretty much tells people how to connect with their deceased loved ones, how to raise their vibration so it's more on par with the energy of their loved ones. You know, we all can do what I do. It's not just what Karen Noe does. You know, that's what my purpose is to teach people how to do that. So in that book, I talk about how to connect with your love, how she could connect with, you know, this figure, and I could send her a copy of this book to teach her how to connect with her dad and so forth, how to raise her vibration, how to look for the signs, you know, how to heal after the death of her dad. So I had her contact information. I emailed her and I said, Serena, I'm so sorry about the passing of your dad. Please know without a doubt that he is okay. He would want you to be too. Ask him to give you a sign to let you know that he's with you. Ask him to come to you in a dream and to wake you up after the dream so that you'll remember it. And I said, I'd love to send you a copy of this book that I was just telling you about. And within a short period of time, she emailed me back. She said she would love a copy of my book. So I sent it to her. So I hope you're following it so far.
Sure.
Easy part. Okay. So 3 days later, I was scheduled to speak for my publisher, Hay House, in Orlando about life after death. It was called the You Can Do It Conference. You know, they don't do that anymore, but at that time they did. They had all the authors speak. So I was speaking at the event, and a day before the event, they were holding a tribute for Dr. Dyer. He had just passed. So I went earlier to go to this event. Now, they had a bus with the Hay House authors going from the hotel room to the conference center. And on this bus were the Hay House authors along with Wayne Dyer's family. I'm sitting on the bus, and there's one seat available on the whole bus, and it happens to be next to me. And in walks Serena Dyer. So you could see how it was all kind of set up there. I said, oh, my gosh. So
the guys were in full force.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So she sat down next to me, and I said, Serena, oh, my name's Karen Noe. I'm so sorry about the passing of your dad. And she said, oh, Karen, I just received your book. Thank you very much. And we were talking. I was asking her if she received any signs from her dad, asking her if she received any dreams. And she said her sister Sage had a very profound dream in which, you know, she dreamt of her dad, but she actually hugged him in the dream. And she said she felt his hairy arms the way she was telling me. I said, oh, my God, that's absolutely a true visitation. And just to make sure, you know, keep asking your dad, you know, to come to you, ask him to come to you in a dream and so forth. And, you know, that was pretty much it on that first meeting. That was it. We ended up going to the event, and that was it. And after the event, for whatever reason, within myself, here I am, everything hit me. Everyone was on that bus, all my favorite Hay House authors, as well as Wayne Dyer's family. And I said, I don't feel like I'm significant enough to be on that bus. And I said, I'm going to walk back to the hotel room. I'm not going on the bus. And I'm saying this to myself. I'm saying, I'm so insignificant, I'm so insignificant. And as I'm saying that is when I felt Wayne for the first time. And he yelled at me and he said, get out of your own way. Get out of
Which
your own way.
Which is something he would say.
Oh, my gosh. So my eyes bugged out of my head and I said, Wayne, if this is really you, you have to give me a without a doubt sign to let me know it's you. So I said, how may I serve? Because he often asked the universe, how may I serve? And as I said, how may I serve? He said, you're already serving. I said, how may I serve more? And with that, I walked to the hotel room, and there was something very itchy inside of my shirt. And I reached in to grab it to see what it was. And there was a sticker that had somehow attached itself to the inside of my shirt. And how I know it was not there before, on the bottom of it, it said Disney. And I was not in Disney before that.
Right.
And on the sticker, it said in huge letters, W-E. And then I felt him laughing. And I thought it meant Wayne, first letter, last letter of his name. But later on, I learned that it was so much more than that. It was a weak consciousness that he talked to me about later on. And to make it, I mean, I could go on and on. And later, his family flew in from Florida to meet with me in New Jersey for readings. And as I was on my way to the reading, a car cut me off, and the license plate on the car said Dyer 1 on it. So I knew he was going to be there. And when I got there, he gave them all very personal messages that each of them knew without a doubt it was indeed him. Things that I would never have known, personal messages. And the personal messages that I do share in the book, I asked each one of them. Now, he has 8 children and a wife. And I pretty much was in contact with all of them for 2 years. I was on the phone with either, you know, 2 or 3 of them each week. You know, he'd tell me to call them at specific times. And there was always a very important thing going on at that time. But they shared what they wanted to share. And it's in the back of the book in the appendix. But they are very personal messages that they knew without a doubt it was Wayne.
Right. And for those that are aware of Wayne, one would not be surprised that he's actually communicating, because his whole message was, you know, unity and love, love for self, love for others. And, you know, he's resonating in the love and able to share so much more for people that question or people that really need to hear what he has to say. So yes, so that must have felt so honorable to be able to serve them in that way and bring ease and serenity to them, because, you know, it's their dad and her husband. Oh. And that was something that, you know, they had to journey, you know, you still journey through even 3 years later.
When they first came, I'm a quiet person. And when they came, it's almost as if he was speaking, because they said, "Dad," because all of a sudden I was loud, because Wayne was very loud, and he was so excited to talk about the afterlife, and so excited to talk about the we consciousness, and he said to them, "Do you want to hear about the afterlife and the we consciousness, or do you want personal messages?" And they all said personal messages. Of course they did. They wanted to know who was really him. And so this is the best part is afterwards, when he did come through with these personal messages, when he came through with the weak consciousness and all about that, then we knew without a doubt it was truly Wayne Dyer. And he's not just coming through to me, by the way. This is something I wanted to tell everybody. You know, it's whoever is willing to listen to his messages, you know, they have to be more on par with the energy of who he is, and to learn how to connect with him. But he's coming to many people around the world. So it's not just Karen Noe. So that's very important to say, too. So we all are able to connect with him.
I agree. And yet the opportunity to serve them is something that will be with you for even in the afterlife, I feel, because it's something that helped your soul grow as well.
Oh, absolutely. And they're just the sweetest family, every one of them. And I've been traveling with two of his daughters, Serena and Sage, and it's just been such a pleasure. It really is. And that's what we're talking about. We'll be at Omega in October, the next event. I'm so looking forward to it.
Yeah. So at the, you know, so you'll be telling at the Omega Institute during this time, you'll be sharing messages from Wayne and how it all started and the weak consciousness, and the girls will be there. So it's a very exciting workshop to attend. So everyone out there listening now, and even if you're listening next week, there is time for you to register, and you'll receive 20% if you mention the code DREAM for the Dream Vision 7 community. And that's a neat thing too, Karen. So tell us about the weak consciousness. When did that first come? I know he mentioned it you know, at the beginning, if they wanted to hear about it. But when did he start sharing more information with you? And what is we consciousness for those that are wondering?
So what happened was that first New Year's Eve, right after he passed, I was trying to stay awake for midnight. And I just couldn't do it. About 8 p.m., I said I had it. You know, I had it. I was going to take a nap, so I was able to stay up for midnight. So I was lying down and very in that relaxed in-between state of consciousness. And then I felt Wayne coming through for me. And he said to me, "Now's the time to do what you came on earth to do." And I knew immediately what that was. It was to promote peace on earth. I knew it since I was a little girl. And, you know, I just immediately I knew. And I said, "Oh, that's okay. You want me to write a book about it?" And he said, well, he was going to be joining forces with a group consciousness called the We Guides, of which he was going to be a part of. And the we guides include Saint Francis of Assisi, angels, ascended masters, and it would be hard to differentiate him from the rest of the group of people. Of the people, they're not people; they're ascended masters in that group. When he came through in that way, he would still be coming through for his family singularly, but he would be coming through as a group consciousness as well. And they were going to give me 33 truths for inner and outer peace. The we consciousness, it's an awareness of the unity of everyone and everything, how we're all one. And that includes animals and nature. And the we consciousness, it talks about our divinity and how we have God within us, each one of us. And to understand that we could create amazing miracles in our lives if we just totally understood that. And the only difference between miracle workers and those who are not is that the miracle workers understand that truth. You know, they live that truth.
Right.
And the we consciousness, it talks about what one does to oneself or another, how it affects the whole, and so forth. So I said, okay, so am I going to be channeling the whole book from you? And he said, yes and no. I said, I don't know what you mean
You're
by
so
that.
Funny.
Yeah. And he said, yes and no. I said, what do you mean? And he said, well, he's going to come through as the group consciousness. But I had been, he told me that I had been connecting with the we guys my whole life. I have this connection with Wayne Dyer. I could share the story with you in a few minutes if you'd like. But sure. I didn't realize that. And so I have all the information I need within me, but they would be guiding me as to what to write about. And I said, surely you can give us at least a chapter, you know, with just your messages, because people want to know if you're still, you know, what you, how you are and what's going on with you. And he said, okay, he'll give me a chapter.
He's still doing his work.
Yes. So he gave me the chapter, and it's in the back of the book. He waited until the last, you know, he wanted to end with a grand finale, he said, the book.
Mm-hmm.
So so that was pretty much it. Yeah.
Wow. So what do you, how do you feel about people that they may not be awakened, and so they find fear in all of this, the messages, and they may be, they may not trust what you're saying is for real.
Yes.
What do you say to those people that need it so much, that really need feel, you know, feel the unity, the love, and the soothing pot? So what would you say to them?
First of all, I would tell people never to listen to what anyone says to them, including myself, if it doesn't resonate with the God within them. So if it resonates with them, listen. If it doesn't, do not accept it. And that includes what I'm saying. Always ask within yourself, does this feel right? Yes. Okay, accept it. But the message itself is all about love and peace. Every single message, every single truth, 33 concepts, all about peace and love and unity and creating peace within yourself, how it's a prerequisite, you know, before creating peace in the world and so forth. So it's all loving, positive messages. So that's what I would say. You know, if you don't believe that it's coming from Wayne, see the messages themselves, you know, what they are, what they stand for, and so forth. I think we all know this inside of ourselves, that we all are powerful.
Absolutely.
Human. You know, we are. And I want to say again, it's not just Karen Noe giving these messages to you or Wayne. You know, it's within yourself. You have all the wisdom within you. All you need to do is quiet your thoughts, so you could hear source within you, you know, meditate. You know, meditating is listening to God and the angels, whereas praying is talking to them. And in any relationship, you need to listen as well as to speak.
That is correct. Do you have a meditation process that you do in the morning before you start your day?
Oh, my gosh, do I. I do readings every day, and I'm booked for 2 years ahead of time, so I, you know, have this down pat. So I go in the morning an hour early, and I quiet my thoughts. I send Reiki to every person that's going to be coming that day. I clear my chakras each day. There's a energy technique to use that Donna Eden, she's another wonderful author. She shows you how to clear chakras with your hands, and I clear the chakras because what happens is I have to be more on par with the energy of those who've passed. I have to raise my vibration so I could hear the messages. It's like if you tune into 1300 AM and you want 3200 FM, you won't be able to hear it. So I have to make sure that I'm more on par with their energy. So I quiet my thoughts and so forth. And every single day, that's what I do. And I send Reiki and what else? Oh my gosh, I do energy techniques if I'm not feeling well, you know, if I'm depressed or something going on in my life. There's something called releasing the venom, that you swing your arms up to the sky and then you swing them down. You blow out the energy so that you feel good. So yes, I do this every single day. She has a wonderful book called Energy Medicine. And
yes.
It's a wonderful book. So I take a lot of those techniques and I use them every single day.
Yeah, I do the same. I pull certain things from her because they just resonate and it works and it feels so good. Now, when you're, you know, when you've got a full load, you know, case load, should I say, for the day, do you take breaks in between to rejuvenate yourself and so that there's some peace and in between each client?
I do. I actually space them out an hour apart because, first of all, people usually stay a little bit after their appointment, and sometimes people come early. So I space them out in that way so that there is a little bit of time and maybe I'm able to eat my lunch or do something. You know, I don't have time to go to the bank or do anything else, to go to the store, you know, so I have to bring my lunch and so forth. But no, afterwards, I relax. At night.
Good.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, we are coming up on our first break, everyone. If you would like to attend, as mentioned, the Omega Institute, it's eomega.org, just as it sounds, eomega.org, and attend the 33 Profound Truths for Inner and Outer Peace. We Consciousness. You can get in touch with Karen by going on her site. It's KarenNoe.com. It's Karen as the norm, and Noe is N-O-E. So it's KarenNoe.com. We'll be back in a moment, and I'll give the number out one other time, and that is 833-220-1200. Again, we're not doing readings, but if you have a question about the Omega Institute workshop that Karen is facilitating, or if you have a question about her work, the book, all those good things. So stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. Eastern. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, and to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Come join us and step into this glorious vibration called love.
Can you imagine fully trusting your intuition, no longer doubting yourself, and always listening to your gut? Join psychic medium Laura Lynn Jackson at Omega, October 26th to 28th, for Intuition Ignited, a women's immersion workshop. Learn to activate your intuition and psychic abilities and awaken the natural healer, leader, and wise woman within you. For 20% off, mention discount code DREAM when you register for Intuition Ignited at Omega in Rhinebeck, New York. Learn more at eomega.org.
Male or female, we all age and would love to look and feel our best. There are ways to sharpen our brains and smooth our skin. Nerium International, through True Botanicals, real science and proven results, have created a holistic line of anti-aging products for skin, body, and mind, holistically reversing and preventing the aging process. For a free sample, go to wellness.nerium.com and call and text Stephen at 1-604-603-5477.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And you are back with us. For those out there that would like to learn more about the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, you can go on Dream Visions, all one word with an S on the end, the number 7, radio.com. You can look and view and listen to all our most phenomenal hosts. Everyone has their own message, their own unique tools for helping you, and yet we're all unique, and yet we're all one, going in the same direction to help you, the listener, find more joy and peace in your life, do some healing work within, and just grow your soul, which I feel is why we're here, and learning through our feelings and emotions and all those things that can be quite a trip. But I mean, that's why we're here. We have Karen Noe, who is, as you probably, if you tune in right now for the first, she's an internationally renowned psychic medium. She's at the Omega October 12th and the 14th. You can get in touch with her, KarenNoe.com, KarenNoe.com. And I wanted to ask you, Karen, when did you wake up? Because we're all, those of us that become conscious, sometimes something devastating happens, maybe not, but something happens and it clicks and we're like, oh my gosh. So mm-hmm. When did that happen for you and how did it happen?
Yeah, about 25 years ago, I was going through a difficult time in my life and I was sitting at the edge of my bed and I was yelling at God. And I just said, am I going to be okay? And with that, I saw a light that came towards me at that time from the other side of the room. And my first response was, if you're not of God, please leave. But the more I said that, the more it kept coming towards me. And eventually it enveloped me. Mm. And at that time, I heard an audible voice, whereas now when I receive messages, they come telepathically. But at that time, I did hear a voice, and it said, Lucia Lucina, Bella Lucia Lucina. And for those Italian listeners, they may know what that means. It means light, little light, beautiful little light. And I've since learned that was St. Francis of Assisi, who's been guiding me and protecting me ever since. And for those who follow me on Facebook or any of my books, you'll see my St. Francis connection with the animals, with the peace messages, and so forth. And so it was no surprise to me that when Wayne said he was part of the group consciousness, he loved St. Francis as well. That St. Francis was part of that group consciousness. And after that experience, I started receiving messages from the angels and deceased loved ones. I did not want to share the messages. I didn't want people to think I was not in my right mind, you know. But the more I did, the more I saw that how it brought peace to the living loved ones, because things would come through that only they would know. You know, crazy messages like boxing kangaroos. And I mean, I could tell you some stories that there's no way that I would know that. And when that all said and done, then I started to give in. And I started to do healing in the back of a hair salon. I used to do Reiki. And when I was doing that, messages would come. And eventually word spread. And now the rest is history.
Right. So how has it changed your life with all the channeling and receiving and helping others? How has it enhanced your life?
Well, I'm so excited to share this. My life is like, I just want to share this with people that we all could do this. I mean, because if I could do it, anybody can. That's the way I feel, you know?
Yeah.
And it's changed my life. I'm kinder. I'm able to forgive easily. I'm able to see through other people's eyes. Well, I am an empath, and I always have been. But I'm able to see where they're coming through, even though I may not agree with what they're saying. I'm able to see where they're coming from and so forth. And in so doing, when you do that, when you're raising your vibration, which is more on par with the energy of our deceased loved ones. So the more you practice kindness, you know, and forgiveness and so forth, all of that, spending more time in nature, the more you're able to be more on the wavelength of who they are. So it's changed me. I'm kinder. Yeah.
Beautiful. And you have a beautiful energy. I can feel it when we spoke before the show. I felt that, and I feel that same energy now. This joy in your voice, that vibration. So they can tell that you're just
happy. I want to share it, you know,
happy.
With the world.
Or should I say, instead of happy, joyful, you just know the joy and the reverence for life.
Yes, correct. And that's all of life, too. That includes animals and all of nature. They're part
Absolutely.
Of the we consciousness, too. Yes.
All the bugs and the butterflies. Mm-hmm. And
yes,
all those.
That's right.
You know, it's fun to just watch them. And, I mean, that will connect you to your spirit of who you are. You know, we are spirit first, you know, just like that. If you just stare and take that magnificence in by watching what nature does, and it's so good.
Absolutely.
So is there I know you've been doing this for years. Is there a story, a phenomenal thing? I mean, we've already heard plenty phenomenal with Wayne and his family, but is there something that comes to mind that you'd like to share?
Yeah, there's many readings that I'd love to share. I don't know if you'd like reading some of the things that that came through for Wayne that were absolutely even blew my mind. I could share them because the Dyers are going to be with me at the Omega, and since we're talking about that, I wanted to say they are amazing. When they're on stage, they bounce off each other and they're funny. But let me share some of the messages that did come through that they said I could share.
Okay.
One of them, you know, he would say, let's see, for the first time when I first met them, Serena came in and she had a flat belly, let me tell you this. So she didn't look pregnant at all. And she sat down and Wayne said, you know, she was in the family way and he's showing me fireworks. And she said, no, I just had a baby. There's no way I'm pregnant. And he said, oh, yes, 4th of July. No, he didn't say 4th of July. He said fireworks. So she said everything else made sense, but that did not. And she went home. She took a pregnancy test, and she was indeed pregnant, and she was due on the 4th of July. So that was one of them.
Yes.
Another one, he said to me, call Tracy now. Now, Tracy is his oldest daughter. And it was 6 a.m. So he's telling me to call her at 6 a.m. And I'm saying, oh, no, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. And he's saying, call her now. Call her now.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, oh, my gosh. Okay. So I texted her and I said, Tracy, I'm so sorry. But your dad is here and he wants to know, you know, he wants me to call you. Can I? And she immediately responded with yes, exclamation. And so she's crying when she picks up the phone. And I said, before you say anything, he's telling me to tell you that, yes, he can hear you, but you can't hear him. And then she started to cry. I said, what does that mean? And she said, Karen, I just woke up from a dream with my dad. And in the dream, she was yelling at him saying, can't you hear me? Can't you hear me? And the message was, I could hear you, but you can't hear me. So, you know, things like that. But yes, I had messages for other people. For example, there was a woman who had tried, her name was Teresa. She had been trying to come to see me for an appointment, but I'm not taking any new clients because I'm booked for 2 years ahead of time. So she came to a class and was sitting in the classroom and her dad starts to come through and he tells us, you know, his name is Tom. And she said, okay, if he's really here, tell him where's the missing money. And I said, I don't know. Let's see what he says. And he shows me the attic under the pink insulation in the corner, you know, and he showed me what was near in the corner, and I was describing all of that. She said, I don't know. We'll see. She went home, and I was, I was cleaning up after the class, and the phone started to ring. I picked up the phone, and she's all excited. She said, Karen, right in that, you know, particular spot where my dad said the money was, there was a substantial amount of money. He was right.
Wow.
So there's no way. That's to show you that there's no way I would have known that. It has to be coming from him. And that shows
absolutely.
You that absolutely the energy of who we are continues. That's not something I believe or think. It's something I know without a doubt. And my wish is for people to understand that too. And my wish, you know, what we can all do is to ask our loved one to give us a sign. I call them without a doubt signs to let us know that they're with us. And the signs come in the craziest ways, you know, things that normally wouldn't happen. They occur.
Right.
You know,
such
as animals, they're able to come through as a bird, a ladybug, a butterfly. They would either land on us, do something that, you know, the animal wouldn't normally do. They love to show us numbers over and over, whether it be 1111, 2222, and so forth. I could go on and on. The song will come on at the perfect time, you know, maybe their favorite song with the words you need to hear and so forth. So ask your loved one to come to you to give you a sign, and then be patient.
Yeah, I like
and
wait.
Right?
Yeah, I like the idea to say without a doubt sign, because a lot of the other things are kind of the norm once you become conscious and start you know, having a relationship with someone on the other side. And the veil isn't all that thick these days. Do you feel, Karen, that there'll come a time where the human race will vibrate at such a higher vibration that we'll be able to see our loved ones, whether they're on the other side or not?
Yes, I think so. Yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I think that we are in that place now, that we're not, we don't like the darkness anymore. We're turning on the light. And in so doing, when we do that, right, we're able to connect better with our loved ones. Yes.
Yes, in so many ways, we're rising and choosing to choosing love, choosing to raise the vibration and turn the world around. But the reason I mentioned that is because there are, we've had a lot of things happen in our family, but I know there are many that have kids, and there's been some phenomenal messages, no doubt whatsoever, that they're communicating, but the moms still have such a hard time because they cannot see the child. They're not having a relationship, you know, as the norm in on Earth. So it's still hard for them. And yet, you know, over time we learn that, you know, we don't have to suffer. But it isn't easy.
It isn't easy. You know what I would tell the listeners? A very common way our deceased loved ones and the angels speak to us. Let me explain this. We expect to hear a voice, or we expect to see an apparition of them, but in reality, they don't have a physical body. So the most common way they speak to us telepathically. They speak to us as our thoughts. And most people don't understand that. They think they're thinking about their loved one. I hope you could follow this, right? Whereas, yes, you may be thinking about your loved one, but oftentimes our loved ones come to you as thoughts. So it's important to differentiate your thoughts from theirs. And how do we do that? We see if there was an originating thought. So if you're thinking about your loved one and you go back to the originating thought that triggered the thought, maybe you saw a picture or you passed their old house, that's you. But if a thought pops in your head for no reason, if it just pops in your head, something they would have said or done, and you can't find an originating thought, chances are it's your loved one speaking to you. That's how I receive messages. When the deceased loved ones come, it just pops in my head. It's not a voice, not an apparition. And when my own mom passed, you know, I would hear, when I say here, it would come as a thought, "Hi, sweetheart." I don't call myself sweetheart. She calls me sweetheart. So see the difference? So we have to just pay more attention to our thoughts when we are thinking about our loved ones, because oftentimes that's how they're speaking to us. And they're coming to all of us. Again, not just Karen, not me, to all of us.
Yes. Yes. Well, we are coming up on another break, our last break. So everyone out there, don't go away. We have more with Karen Noe. And I have one of my strange questions for you when we come back.
Sure.
Yes. Okay. We'll see you soon.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
Thank you. feel about yourself? Do you feel unloved? Are you stuck in your trauma with anxiety, anger, depression, or other struggles? Are you ready to make changes but don't know how to start? If so, find answers for a better life in Set Your PTSD Free, 7 Effective Ways to Heal Trauma by author Bettina Sparkles. Life can be scary, but no, you are never alone. Learn to live in harmony. Start to set your PTSD free now and take back your life. Learn more at BettinaSparkles.com. BettinaSparkles.com. And buy Bettina's life-changing book on Amazon.com. Free bonus with purchase. A short PDF, How to Love Myself. Email BettinaSparkles at Yahoo.com.
Does your dog have bad breath? Tired of spending money on expensive dental procedures? Try out Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops today and save money while maintaining your pet's oral health. With New Zealand deer antler velvet as the primary ingredient, Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops are effective for treating stomatitis, gingivitis, and ulcers. You can purchase Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops directly from Amazon Prime or from her website, www.drjudymorgan.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And here we are. Now, someone out there listening and wondering how they could have their own radio show, if there was ever a time to have a voice, especially women, it would be now. And obviously, we welcome all species. But go to dreamvision7radio.com and you can learn more about hosting a show. And you could also call me directly, which is 508-226-1723. We have all kinds of flexible options for the person out there, and it just elevates your business and everything you do. So we are back with Karen. And Karen, I wanted to ask you, how do you feel about parallel lives?
You know, I'm not quite sure about that. Have you had any experience with that? That's something
I'm always thinking about these things.
Uh-huh.
So I'm always thinking that, okay, so my husband passed quite some time ago when we were young. And anyway, so, you know, I'm received messages from him a lot, you know, and certain times more than others. So then I wonder, well, in another lifetime, parallel, because if we buy into the idea that our souls are, you know, at home and there's facets of pots of souls that are in different places, could be Earth, could be somewhere else. What's preventing another scenario where we're together, my husband and I, and maybe I'm the one that crosses over and he's hanging wherever he is, and I'm giving him messages.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I love that.
It's crazy, but yeah. it's a possibility because of sure what is. I just shared.
It sure is, yes.
Yeah. So there's always so much we want to know, and yet what do we know? You know, you learn so much, and then you come to a place where you're like, I really don't know anything.
Just the tip of the iceberg, right?
That's right. That's right. So do you have another story of, you know, someone? Yes. Even
okay,
in your own
see.
Family.
Oh, I have so many stories. But, okay, let me think. Okay, so there was one of my favorite clients of all time. Her name was Christy. And she had come to me just when I started doing messages. It was a while back. And she sat there, and I felt four babies, unfortunately, that were, you know, spirit, and they came through, and she said she had lost quadruplets, but this is not the good part of the story, but she was happy to know, and the grandparents mentioned their names, and they were with the grandparents, but she was trying to get pregnant again to no avail, and About a year after that, I was sitting meditating, and all of a sudden, I felt her grandmother come through to me, and she said, "Christy's pregnant." I said, "She is?" So I'm saying, to, you know, her grandmother's coming to me. I call her. I said, "Christy, are you pregnant?" She goes, "Not that I know of." Just like with Serena, right? So I went to lunch that day, and a car cut me off. It's something about the cars, the license plates, but it said two quads, Q-U-A-D-S, on the license plate. So I said, "Oh, two of the quads are going to come back to her. She's pregnant with twins." That's what I was saying to myself. Mm. So she eventually contacted me, and she said she was indeed pregnant, and she has since given birth to twins. So it was, you know, wow. One of my favorite stories, because she was so sweet, and she was devastated of, you know, the loss of her quadruplets, but two of them did come back. So yes, I believe in past lives, and when we come back, we choose to come back, and so forth. So, I could go on and on with stories. Oh, boy, yes. But the bottom line is, can I share one story about, I'm talking absolutely. About signs. Okay.
Yeah.
My friend Marion, let me preface this. Let me begin by saying the energy of who we are continues after the body dies. So if we were loud, we're still loud. If we were quiet, we're still quiet when you come through in an appointment and so forth. If you're funny and so forth, you retain that personality. So my friend Marion passed away, and when she was here in the physical life, she was very loud and sarcastic, and she would play practical jokes. So right after she passed, and I would tell people to do the same thing, I wrote her a letter. And you'd say, why would you write them a letter? But you write a letter with the understanding that they're able to read what you're saying or feel what you're saying to them. So I was telling her how much I loved her and so forth. And I said, "Marion, give me a sign to let me know that you're still with me or that you are aware of this letter." 2 days later, I was walking down my stairs, putting letters in my mailbox, and a bird was screaming at the top of its lungs in my driveway, looking at me. So immediately I said, "Marion, is that you?" The bird followed me, flew to the mailbox, screaming. And I went to the mailbox, and it stayed there looking at me, screaming. And I'm saying, "Marion, I love you so much." I'm crying. And I'm looking at this bird, and I look across the street. My neighbor thinks I've lost it for sure, because I'm saying, "Marion, I love you so much." The bird's screaming at me. And I had my cell phone in my pocket, and I called my son. He was in the house, and I said, "Tim, come outside. Marion's here." And he said, "Huh?" I said, "Just come outside." Now, he's aware of the things that, you know, me as a mom and so forth, and he witnessed the whole thing. But 2 days later, a mutual friend of ours, of Marion and myself, she called me and she said, "You're not going to believe what Marion did to me." And I said, "I'll tell you what she did to me. You tell me what she did to you." And she said, "Karen, I just painted my kitchen. I opened the sliding glass door. A bird flew in the kitchen, pooped all over my wall, and then just flew out." And she knew. She said, "Thanks, Marion." So see, typical Marion fashion, and that's what happens. Our deceased loved ones, they come through in the exact way that we knew them, same personality. You know, they do grow and evolve. They grow, they evolve, and so forth. But they do, to let you know it's truly them, they come in the way they would be when they were here in the physical plane.
Yes.
So,
What do you know or feel or how you've evolved to believe that when we do transition to the other side, that what we see is what we believe? So in other words, if we believed in Jesus and and some other guides and amazing people, they would be there waiting for us. How do you feel about that?
Yes, absolutely.
That each person has.
Yes, there's different paths to the same destination. So if you were Christian, you would have Jesus come through, you know, as you're joining. Your deceased loved ones will be there to greet you, as well as deceased pets and so forth. But yes, these guides, whoever you were very close to on earth, would be there to guide and, you know, to greet you as you come in. And there's definitely not one path. So that's very important to understand too. You know, even if you didn't believe in God at all, you'll understand that there truly is a God and that we are all one. And this is the best part. After we leave the physical body, and this is part of the we consciousness, we're able to feel that oneness of everyone and everything. Whereas before, when we're in a physical body, it's very difficult to feel that, you know? Right. So oftentimes what happens is you go through a life review after you pass, where you're able to see and feel how you have affected each person in your life as if you are the other person. Mm-hmm. See, but because the reason is you are the other person, you're able to feel that.
Right.
And
right.
Oftentimes when they come through with messages, they say, I wasn't able to see how I affect, you know, how when I hit you, how that hurt you. They'll bring up events or something that happened, what they did, and they ask for forgiveness. So I tell people, don't wait until it's too late to try to see through the other person's eyes. Try to see through their eyes now. You know, forgive
right.
them if they hurt you.
Right.
Ask forgiveness if you hurt them. Right. And also treat yourself with the respect that you deserve, because you're just as important as everyone else. Because often in life reviews, you often see that you didn't treat yourself with the respect that you know, that you deserve. So to remember all that and act upon that now before it's too late.
Exactly. And we're in a time, I feel, as though the accountability is really huge, where those that are making choices that aren't to the highest good are held accountable. And it just seems like that kind of accountability energy has risen to a place where, you know, include all, and it's just not some people out there, it's all of us. You know, even myself, held accountable for choices or thoughts and things that go on as a human.
Yes,
do you agree with
absolutely.
That?
I absolutely do agree with that. Absolutely. And
yeah.
anyone who is vibrating at a lower level, you know, everyone has God within them. Let's just start by saying that. But if they're vibrating at a lower level and they don't, you know, they don't talk about unity, they create division and so forth, other people will not accept that anymore, you know, and so forth. So we're rising to a higher state of consciousness. And that's a way to create peace on planet Earth. Is for each
Absolutely.
Of us to raise our vibration one by one. And in so doing, we're raising the vibration of the mass consciousness.
Right. And I think it's important to say that if there's someone that you really, you know, brushes you the wrong way, or that you don't agree with their policies, say that it's in the political world, I think it's important, instead of feeling going to that lower vibration,
yes.
send them love.
Yes.
Send them the vibration of love, and they will feel that, and that's how
yes.
how we're going to improve. I mean, there's so many other
exactly.
things that need to be done
yes.
for us to all live in harmony, but it's important to include raising that vibration of love and sending it to the people instead of feeling...
Absolutely.
Because if you choose to feel the way they do, then you're feeding into that, and that's rising. The fear rises.
Exactly. So what we need to do is focus on what we want, which is love and peace. You know, focus on solutions instead of the problems. And to understand that we're vibrational beings, that we're attracting exactly what we're thinking and feeling. And so I don't know about you, but I'd like to attract love and peace in my life. So whatever you're focusing
yes.
on is growing. So you need
right.
to focus on the love and the light. And there is so much around it, you know, in this planet. There's so many blessings around us. So we need to focus on that instead of what's going wrong in the world. And in so doing, you know, again, we're raising
right.
the vibration of the planet.
Yeah, and that's bingo, what you say is,
mm-hmm.
you know, instead of feeding something that we don't want, or even worrying is
yeah.
like, oh, the universe says, oh, she's worrying, let's give her more.
Exactly.
Let's give her more of that. That's what she needs,
absolutely.
Because that's what she's focused on.
Yeah, understand that we are vibrational beings, and we're attracting, we're magnets. That's attracting
yes.
whatever we're thinking and feeling. We have to just, oh my gosh, if people really understood that, you'd be very careful about what you're feeling and focusing upon.
That's
so,
right.
If you follow me on Facebook, it's all about positive and love, and no matter what's going on in the world, people say, well, why aren't you talking about this or that? I say, well, the more you talk about problems, the more problems you create in the world. So it's exactly what you're saying. Focus on solutions and the love and the blessings all around us.
Yes, and more will present itself. Yes.
Exactly.
Well, if you had to say one thing, I mean, you've said everything, and what you've just shared is you know, profound. What would you like to leave the listeners with, Karen?
I would say that to accept who you are. You have God within you. Yes, you, every single person listening, we have God within us, and we could create miracles in our lives. We just have to realize that. We have to be more on par with the energy of who we are, which is all love and light. And the more we connect to that, the more we'll create that in our lives. And in creating it in our lives, we're going to create peace in our lives and in the lives around us and in the world as well. And we could do it one person at a time.
Right. And you can improve relationships with your family.
Everything.
Everyone around you. It improves because you've changed your way of thinking, your way of being. And that is felt by everyone around you. And it's always, I always find it amazing what the mind can do with the thoughts. And then you change your thoughts and everything around you changes. And it's
exactly
a beautiful thing.
And that's what Wayne Dyer said. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. So,
yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, perfectly said. Well, I want to thank you, Karen, for coming. It's been a joy and a pleasure and fun at the same time. So thank you so much for coming on the Love by Intuition show.
Oh, thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. And for everyone out there, go to Karen's site. It's Karen Noe, N-O-E, KarenNoe.com. You can make an appointment for 2 years down the road for reading. Get into it right now. And check out and purchase her book. It's We Consciousness, 33 Profound Truths for Inner and Outer Peace. And it's published by Hay House. So for everyone out there, listen to the show again and reap all the rewards from what you hear the second time around and implement it in your own mind and in your own being. And until the next time, everyone, au revoir.
Are you seeking a clearer path to love? Then tune in to the Love by Intuition show next week. All designed to your highest good. To contact Deborah Bouffet, owner of Empowered Connections, call her at 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or link on to lovebyintuition.com. Remember, we are all one, and we are all part of the miracle of love.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.